Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. We have an audience.
We have an audience this year.
Right behind the camera.
There's a whole group of people.
An audience.
Here.
This is wonderful. Wonderful. We are big time now.
We are. We're super serious.
Yes, you have all the crashers over here. How many do you have this year?
We have 52 this year. Yeah, 52. It's super exciting. We had selections from every state, which was great. Unfortunately, we had to have a couple that couldn't make it for certain reasons, but we still got 52, and we're really excited to have everybody here.
This is awesome. This is awesome. So what are the Crashers doing this? I know you guys have a jam-packed schedule.
Yeah.
Just a kind of a 411 summary, what are you guys doing?
So we kicked off Saturday night, so we've been here. This is our third day, I think, kicking off Saturday.
Wow.
We just had a pretty easygoing day on Saturday, just getting to know each other and everything, just to kind of break that ice and get everyone relaxed, because really the real work started yesterday on Sunday morning. And we had kind of a whole day just around expectations and what they want to get out of the program and what we want to get out of the program. You know, because I think the really important thing for this is when they go home to their CEOs and their credit unions and they say, what did you get out of this? So to have that kind of level of expectation and that value, it's really great. Because we can measure that at the end of the week.
Exactly.
We can say, hey, this is what you wanted and this is what you got. Yep, and now you can take this home to your credit union. So we had a great day of that. We had the team from Feline come in. So we had my colleagues, Tansley, George and Elry, come in and join us. And we had a wonderful man by the name of Ty Moore from an organization called Mindblown Labs. It's a startup out in California. He came in, and if you get to meet him, he's a wonderful guy. He's just signed an agreement with the National Credit Union Foundation to help with financial education and kids and stuff with credit unions. So, and we had some really great visitors yesterday. And then we're very lucky. We had the wonderful people at CUNY Mutual host a wonderful reception for us last night. And we were so lucky to be graced by the man that is Larry Blanchard joined us last night. And obviously, I hope everyone knows who he is, but we were really lucky to have him join us. And so that's kind of been yesterday. And the rest of this week, I mean, wow, we had a 7 a.m. with Ryan Donovan this morning.
All right.
So we had Ryan come in and talk to us all about the importance of advocacy and what they're going to do on the Hill. I mean, that's why we're here, right? We're here for that.
Yep.
So we were super excited to have Ryan. And then we've just got so many people this week. We've got Todd Marksby, a credit union CEO, coming in. We've got the National Credit Union Foundation coming in. We have yourself coming in with a panel on Wednesday morning.
Exactly.
So we've got session after session outside of the normal conference hours. So we've just got a lot happening. And of course, the one thing I can't, how can I forget? Thunder Punch.
Yes.
Thunder Punch is happening tonight. And we're very lucky that our friends at Savvy Money and Larky are doing that for us.
Right.
So we couldn't do that without them. And we're really excited to have hopefully more people. We had 600 last year. So
is that all?
That's all we had.
Oh my gosh.
So new venue, we're super excited. We're Cuba Libre this year. And we're really excited to have everyone come and join us so we can say thank you to you for having us.
Man, I'm exhausted just listening to your schedule. How are you guys staying awake, or do you sleep? No, you don't sleep. All right. I like that. Starbucks. All right. All right. Goals of the show. What are your goals with this fabulous group here?
I think really it's their goals that they're setting.
Okay.
I mean, one of the things we talked about this yesterday, one of the big ones was networking, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure I speak for a lot of people when we say this. Sometimes we kind of get stuck in our four walls.
Oh, yeah.
While we're in our organizations, our credit unions are behind our desks, and that's all we see. And so the opportunity to come out and meet the likes of Ryan Donovan, Mark Sievright, Mark Meyer, these kind of people, it's super exciting. So that was really one of the big takeaways. Not only can we meet people and network and get along on that kind of that path, but how can we meet people that are going to influence and make a difference for our credit union, which helps us do better for our members?
No doubt. All right. This is something that I've always wondered about previous Crashers. I mean, you guys are part of a really unique group that gets to experience all this stuff. What are like past Crashers doing? What's like if you...
Wow.
Where are they now type of thing, you know?
Yeah, I mean, so I can tell you that I ran into one of them at the trade show yesterday, and he's now a vendor.
Wow.
So there's one on that kind of side. We have CEOs. We actually have a Crasher from last year. I got a note about 6 weeks ago, and she said, James, thank you. I'm now the CEO of my credit union, and I don't think I'd be here without my Crash experience.
Wow, that's fantastic.
So that was super exciting. If we look back to Matt Vance, who's with us this week, he's one of our facilitators. He was in the first ever Crash group with Ren Dixon back in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
We just spoke to walked past Ronaldo Hardy and Brandon Michaels, both former Crashers, both CEOs of their credit unions. So we have a really diverse group, but a lot of really successful people. We're very lucky.
That's a pretty good track record right there. Pretty good track record.
We hope so.
Yeah.
So we might have some CEOs standing in front of us.
I hope so, you guys. All right, let's wrap up here. What's in store for these guys for 2016? Because I know this isn't the only show that you go to.
Yeah.
You go to lots of other shows, and these guys have a very busy schedule. So
yeah, so we have a lot going on. I mean, this week, I think we kind of went through the schedule this week. I mean, in terms of the cooperative trust, everything else that we have going on, and we do about 12 events a year now, 12 to 14 Crash events.
Oh my gosh.
And Our next one is the CUNA Marketing Council, Marketing and Business Development Council. That's next month in Anaheim.
Yep, I'll be there.
Well, I'll see you there.
Uh-huh.
We seem to follow each other around the country,
yes.
Mike. It's a thing. So we're going to be there. We've got a lot more events coming up this year. We will be doing the CFO Council, the CUNA CFO Council later this year. We've got, for the first ever time, we're doing Crash Hawaii. I get to go to Hawaii, so that's super exciting.
Gosh.
Work with the wonderful people at the Hawaii League, and they're super fantastic to work with, and we're super excited to bring this program there. We are going to be in Idaho with the Idaho League. We've got just a lot of wonderful things going on. Outside of that, we're very lucky to work with CUNA Mutual again. They've provided some of the Crash experiences for the state leagues, which is great. And they've also provided us a little bit of a platform to build a mentorship program. And we're really excited about this going forward. This was a program that came out of the Iowa Credit Union League and their innovation group, which we hosted with Feline. And they came up with this concept called See You Succeed. And it was basically, I don't know if the audience, if anyone's done this, but it's like a Match.com, right? The dating site?
Yeah.
It's like that, but for mentorship within credit unions.
Oh, cool.
And we really liked the idea at Feline that came out of this Iowa Innovation Group through the league. And we said, how can we make this into a thing?
Yeah.
And we kind of, you know, poked and prodded and played with it like we do at Feline. And we spoke to CUNA Mutual, and then this is really a priority for us. How can we make this happen? So, again, thanks to CUNA Mutual, we have a platform to go out and build this, and we're hoping to have it ready at some point this calendar year. So we're super excited for that, and
cool.
Going to invite everyone to get involved.
Awesome. Great message to end on. James?
Yeah.
Drink your coffee.
I will.
Stay active.
I will.
And you can sleep afterwards, all right?
Thank you.
Well done, sir.
Mike, thank you so
James
Marshall.
Much.
Really appreciate it.
The Cooperative Trust and the
thanks
Crashers.
For you guys.
Well done, guys.
Thanks for coming.
Woo! Have fun.
Great. Thanks,
all right,
Mike.
Man.